This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it is time to strap in. We're going to spin you around the NFL, all the pertinent items with our guy, the insider. The NFL Today, CBSSports.com. Tops, of course, a must-follow on social media. And that is Jason Lockenfor, CBS Sports NFL Insider. What up, Jay?
How's it going?
Going awesome. We got a bunch of things to rifle through here. First up, why would the Jaguars take a chance playing Jalen Ramsey tonight? When you've got multiple teams pondering giving up multiple first-round picks, why take a chance?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, pondering, I think, is the key word there. If somebody had two number ones on the table, I think that would be done. You know what? The Dolphins did the same thing with Minka Fitzpatrick last week.
Yep.
So it's not without precedent and not without recent precedent. You could sit him. And I think if something was imminent, I know there's a report out there about a Friday deadline. I don't hear anything close to that. I don't know of or have not heard any reason why this deal wouldn't have to be done on Friday, especially with teams about to play Sunday. And I got news for you. There's not going to be more healthy corners in the NFL come Monday than there are on Friday. That's not how it works. But, yeah, you could certainly make the case for – sitting him, and now you've got 10 days until you play again, and maybe you get something done in that time frame. It is a little surprising.
Yeah,
I think part of it maybe just be sort of them and the coach and everybody trying to put a happier face on this. Like, hey, dude, if you really want out of here, you know what I mean? Play well tonight. Try not to scream at your coach. Let's have don't scream at any of your teammates. Like, let's try to create a little leverage here and show people that you can get through a game without it being all about you.
Hey, JLC, is any chance for a reconciliation or
none?
Is this done?
Because there's never going to be a financial reconciliation. Like, I mean, I don't see them paying him. They've given no inclination that they're going to pay him what it will take to keep him. He came back this year without a deal. Next year on the fifth-year option, if they don't pay him, I would suspect he stays away until week one. I don't really know how tenable it is. I mean, certainly there could be a new coach by then, and then, maybe he gets along better with that guy. But I just have not ever gotten an indication, nor has any other team, that Jalen Ramsey was somebody who the Jags were going to make the highest-paid corner in the league. And his play has been worthy of it more often than not. There's other things that you knock him for, but I don't see there being a long-term marriage there. But honestly, they should have just done this in the offseason.
No, listen, there's other things we want to hit, but I want to at least ask you this. I know you talk to people. First of all, you watch a little tape. Obviously, you're connected. Paint the picture, like, in terms of the last 15, 20 years, obviously, Revis is a standard. Darrell was a little more stout, a little bit of a better tackler. I think Jalen Ramsey's certainly more athletic, but Revis was great. Is he up at is he at that level yet, or where is he?
I don't know about that, but as the game has become you look at where the game was when Revis entered and where the game is when Revis left, it had changed, And everybody's a throwing team now. And second down and first down are throwing downs. And you're being spread out in ways you never were before. And at the same time, there seem to be fewer true, sick'em corners, where you could just put this guy on the other team's one. And if you could follow him around, he could do anything, and you don't have to worry about it. You need them more than ever, and there's fewer. After 3 years, I'm not willing to make those comparisons, but compared to his contemporaries right now, just on-field play, it's pretty special.
Okay. All right. So to Jason Lockenfor, CBS Sports NFL Insider, and we're obviously going through the league here with the pertinent stuff on Tiki and Tierney.
Hey, Jay, let's dig in on Cam Newton here for a second. First of all, health-wise, what do we know about his foot injury? And Ron Rivera had an interesting reaction to just being asked. It's a simple question. Mm-hmm. He got testy about it. What's happening down there in Carolina with Cam and, I guess, and by extension, with Ron Rivera?
Yeah, I mean, look, that owner seriously started considering making changes mid to late last season when things fell apart there, and did a lot of due diligence and asked a lot of people around the league what they would do, and was certainly mulling options. They come into this year with higher expectations. I think Ron Rivera has 1 year left on his deal after this year. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. You spent $2.5 billion for something or whatever it was, you know, pretty much cash. One of the primary employees you will ever have, you know, sort of in your stead under you is your head coach,
mm-hmm.
and you inherited this guy. So, and I think they're 1-9 in their last 10 games. There's mitigating circumstances, but those are the facts. So, yes, I think people are definitely understanding that there's some tension there, and some people are coaching, performing whatever for their jobs. Cam's not going to play this week, and they'll just have to assess after that. At this point, there's been two sort of issues with that midfoot sprain. A third one, and you're talking about a real sustained absence. So they've got to get to a position where they're comfortable enough that they don't think he's you know, highly susceptible to another setback. And when that is, I don't know that anybody knows right now.
Jay, is there any thought that he might retire?
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I haven't gotten that indication at all. I think he's certainly frustrated by what he's had to go through physically, you know, dating back to the shoulder injury last year. But I get the sense he's fired up to play and show people what he can do again. His body has just betrayed him a few times here lately.
Okay. Speaking of injuries, have you ever seen a team cancel practice as the Eagles did?
A couple did it. I think a couple teams canceled Wednesday practice.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Week. It happens. It happens normally more late in the season, you know what I mean, where you either have everything to play for and you're running out of players, or you have nothing to play for and you don't like your numbers, in which case, you know, discretion, better part of valor. But week three, to have multiple teams decide to go with a walkthrough on Wednesday, no. And, you know, you mentioned the Eagles specifically. The position groups where they've been hit the hardest are the position groups where I thought they had the most depth. Wide receiver, defensive line, and tight end. And now all of a sudden they're scrambling to have enough numbers there. I mean, it just shows you in this league, you know, why the best organizations, and they're one of them, are never happy with the state of their 53-man or even their practice squad, because in a matter of weeks, it all can change. And it certainly has there. The good news is, you know, Alshon, Deshaun, those are more week-to-week things than month-to-month. But that's a team that I thought would be running a lot of two tight end sets and really kind of running people to the ground with them, and then also also throwing the ball all over the place out of them. And they don't have the personnel. Well, certainly last week didn't have the personnel to do it.
Yeah, no, they got to add a practice squad guy up to play 12 personnel this week. It's amazing they actually kept that game close, or we had a chance to win it at the end.
Could have won it. I mean, drop ball, Aguilar.
You're right. Let's jump to Miami real quick. And again, this is a short hit, but the decision to start Josh Rosen instead of Ryan Fitzpatrick, we believe this should have happened at the beginning of the season. Why now? What's the philosophy in the head coach's mind
I don't know that there was a master plan with this one. You know, I think it was we're still kind of going through a teardown here. And once they traded Tunsil, I think that really, at that point, it was like, well, why are we going to play Rosen right now?
Yeah.
Let's see what this thing looks like without Tunsil. I mean, I think the cumulative score is one?
Negative 92.
Yeah.
-92 points.
I mean, at that point, you might as well. Not that you're obviously grading on a curve, and not that anybody's going to be able to make a proper determination about who or what Josh Rosen is based off this sort of death march he's being sent into. But why not, I think, is really the prevailing thought at this point when he's played both games, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've already gone to him twice. You might as well give him the reps in practice and try to get him better prepared rather than having to come in cold when he's down 40 points.
They're so bad, I'm not sure if they're tanking for Tua or if they're tanking for Lawrence next year. I mean, are they going to turn this into a two-year kick job?
The reality is they're going to be in a position to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
They could take two quarterbacks this year and trade, and you know what? And trade one of them or trade both of them to just keep accumulating.
I can't do it. Jay, you know why I can't?
I think they're going to have three of the first 12 to 15 picks in the draft.
I can't take two quarterbacks. They've got so many holes. I got to get a lineman. I've got to get a – I can't take two quarterbacks.
If you wanted to get really cute, they could do all that and still have two ones the following year and probably still be the worst team in the league and probably still get Lawrence.
Let me ask you about a former Dolphin quarterback. We're all going to get ready to watch Marcus Mariota play tonight. How long is the leash in Tennessee? They got Tannehill for a reason.
Yeah, they did. And look, when you're in a four-minute drill and you're at your own 36 and you're down by a couple in your home opener and it's fourth and nothing and you punt, and then the other team with 2 minutes left, you know, on the road, nursing a couple-point lead, goes for it on fourth and short and picks it up, I think it shows you what they think of Marcus Mariota versus what the Colts think of Jacoby Brissett, just a snapshot from that game. It's tough without their left tackle. You know, he's suspended and all, but I think Marcus Mariota, it is what it is. He's shown you his limitations health-wise and in terms of being such a game manager and so uber-conservative. And I feel for the kid because they've had a million different coordinators and all that, but I have a hard time buying that offense. Will it get much better whenever Tannehill's in there?
Yep.
I don't know, but I don't think it's imminent, guys, because I don't know anybody's running away and hiding in that division, but I do expect by the second half of the year Tannehill's getting a look-see because what's the point with Mariota after a while? If you're not going to re-up with him, what are you doing?
Oh, man. All right, we're talking to Jason Lock and Forrest, CBS Sports NFL Insider on Tiki and Tierney.
All right, Jason, Antonio Brown, he had 56 yards and a touchdown in his debut with the New England Patriots. All his sponsors are running away from him like a rat off a sinking ship. What's going to happen with this investigation? Do you have any idea or inkling of what they're starting to uncover about really both of these allegations against him?
Yeah, I have zero expectations when it comes to this, and particularly with AB, where there has just been one plot twist after the next. I you know, you're just kind of waiting for the next shoe to drop at all times. I don't know. I mean, other than testimony, which they will get from both of these individuals, I don't know of how much of a paper trail there is. I'm sure they will try to get additional text messages and emails to try to flush out as much as they can the exact nature. I just don't know how much of that there will be that speak to the specific allegations at hand. It's very difficult to determine, and we've seen how much the league has struggled to get to the bottom of domestic violence issues, of child abuse issues, and this is sort of in that same realm. So I have no expectations. As of right now, he's eligible to practice and play. I have not heard anything this week that lends me to believe he's about to end up on the exempt list, but at any point they could come across something that the league and its lawyers feel like meets a standard whereby they don't want him on a football field for that given weekend. We're not there yet, and I couldn't honestly tell you if that day comes or not.
Jay, who's under center for the Saints this weekend?
Bridgewater.
Okay.
Could they start in a trick formation, some kind of wild card thing with Hill? Maybe, but Teddy Bridgewater is going to be. He will be the quarterback.
Do you think Eli maybe changes his position on the no trade? Do you think he finishes the season in New York or no?
I think he finishes the season in New York. I don't see anybody. I don't see a trade market for him. You know, I don't know. And it's hard to swap out quarterbacks in the middle of a year. And remember when Garoppolo got traded and San Francisco had nowhere to go but up, and he was in the prime of his life and, you know, as healthy as can be, still took him a month to get on the field just because it's a lot to learn on the fly. The position's so important. I don't see it, guys.
All right. Well, I'll see you on Sunday. Everybody will see you on Sunday on the NFL Today. Of course, on social media, CBSSports.com. Great hit, Jay. Appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure, guys. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Here he is, the awesome Jason Lockenfora.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.